This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I imagine you're kind of.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
So welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, motherfuckers?
So this is a lovely crossover episode. I'm just going to go around the circle and name names. We have Bradford, Angela, Mr. H, and Mrs. H. So it is By the By and the Bedhoppers.
Yay! Well, hello there.
Even though we're all in Mexico.
We're in Mexico?
Are we?
Yeah.
For a Mexican sausage fiesta.
Right. at Desire.
I understand there's been a few of those Mexican sausage fiestas.
This is what my friends back in the UK think we're having.
Oh.
A Mexican sausage fiesta.
Excellent.
Can we shorten it to sausage fest?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Can we shorten it to safe or safe?
Sauce.
Foss.
Sa?
Yes, how you doing? How you doing?
Are you comfortable now that you moved your chair?
Yeah, okay. I'm all good. I'll sit here and I'm going to be squeaky. I'll be the squeak one.
Right.
Ooh, charming.
And we know that it's echoey in here. You're just going to have to deal with it.
We're
I would
in Mexico.
Say I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry because we're in Mexico.
Sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Exactly, that's it.
I mean, you're lucky we sound as lucid as we do right now.
I know, right? You've
well,
got three glasses
early.
Of champagne next to you.
I had four, but he took one away from me.
It was mine. it was my bright.
Okay. Fine.
So, what are we talking about today? Do we have a plan? Because I have, like, two-thirds of a plan.
Well, let's start with your two-thirds and see if we can make up
so,
a third.
I was thinking we could do the three C's.
Uh-huh.
Consent, compersion, and holy crap!
Our pillow
was that the third C?
Oh, shit, the face! Okay, what you're not seeing at home...
See. You see.
Do you need help? What you're not seeing at home is our wall of sounds...
The main thing is, we saved the glass of champagne.
This is nothing if not a quality podcast. We put the... Save yourselves! Get out while you can! Oh, jeez. Okay. So, when you were invited to the Bedhoppers Palace...
All right, we're going to use this... Is this going to be a support pillow?
Yeah. Awesome.
There we go. All right.
Nobody move.
As you were.
And we're back.
I saved your champagne, dear.
Thank you.
Which is what was really important.
Whew.
All right, so we...
That was touch and go there for a second. Okay.
The pillow fort was kind of falling down.
Yeah, we're using a pillow fort to absorb sound because we're basically recording in a cooler.
In a palatial suite.
Yeah, right, whatever. Yes,
that's that one.
Do you know we have two bathrooms? We have two bathrooms. If I heard that one more time on the first night, I might have smacked her.
That's because one of us likes to take a shit while the other one's taking a shit at the same time without having to look at each other.
Angela and I do that as well, but we like to look at each other and make out while we're doing it.
Okay.
One of us sits cross-legged.
I learned the name. Blip.
A blumpkin.
No, a blumpkin.
Actually, somebody's going down on someone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's a blowjob while you're taking a poo.
But it's still a new term I learned.
Which is a lot harder when you're in separate bathrooms.
The British blumpkin.
A country blumpkin.
A country blumpkin. That's where it's done in an outhouse.
Yeah. In an outhouse. Yeah.
Oh my god.
All so right. What's your two-thirds of plan?
So we've got consent, mm-hmm. which has been an issue that we've all talked about this week. Compersion, which has been an issue we've all talked about mm-hmm. this week. And another C, which I don't know what it is that we've all talked about.
Well, you yelled crap, but I think...
I did yell holy crap. And then there's the C of the ocean, but that's an S-S-E-A.
All right. Well, let's start with consent.
Hang on. Campari.
Ooh, we have had a lot of Campari.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Campari. I didn't mean to.
No, okay, it's terrible. Okay.
And champagne. I've had a lot of champagne.
It's not really champagne.
It's not a hard C, is
it's
it?
Carb. It's another C.
Okay.
What other drinks named with C?
God. Coke?
Come.
You had to take it there, didn't you?
I'm glad you did. Okay. People at home are like, they're clearly off. consent has been something that we've all talked about because there is seems to be a glaring lack of it.
I think it's a mixed bag. Yeah, and I think it's interesting because we are living in a compound of people that listen to lifestyle podcasts, or the majority of the people here are aware of them, or are here because of the Joneses and because of Swinging Down Under. And I think with that, you have a level of expectation, perhaps, that there is a hopeful piece of education that these people have had through listening to the podcast, and delightful ones like ours. And yours.
Wow.
Definitely yours. And I think some people have really got hold of that information and run with it, and for some people it just doesn't, it's not there. And there's been so many, I don't think there's been any terrible moments, but there's been enough moments where I've physically taken a step back and thought, oh wow, that's...
There have definitely been some what the fuck moments.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, I think there's almost an implied level of consent, or for me, the perception is there's an implied level of consent because of the environment that we're all in, from other people anyway.
Because we're at Desire, which is a clothing optional resort. So it is a swingers takeover.
Exactly.
So therefore, it's implied that if you're here, anything goes.
It must be okay.
You must be okay.
Yeah.
And there's that kind of that mentality that you're inviting provocation by walking around with no clothes on all day. Mm-hmm. So actually, it must be okay to grab your ass in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's not saying it is okay, but that's the perception I get from some people.
I've cracked my own ass a few times in that hot tub.
Well, because no one else has
cracked
it.
No one was grabbing it.
Did you ask yourself, like, permission to
I
do
did.
That?
I did.
Oh, my God.
So I would like to, on the consent topic, start talking about the speed dating that there was. Because that was kind of where I think I first really noticed it. That was day two, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
So, yeah, day two, there was a speed dating in the pool. Mm-hmm. And they basically had women on the inside, men on the outside circle, and the men would move around from woman to woman. So rather than meeting couples, you're meeting individuals, which first of all is a little uncomfortable because we're here as a couple and we're doing this as a couple, but
we're
now
a team.
We're being split up. Yeah. And so that was a bit uncomfortable for me to begin with. And then it does make you feel a bit more vulnerable because you don't have your partner there with you.
Yeah.
And you don't have that team feel to it. And I know that when the first two guys that we had, like, you know, 2 minutes or whatever amount of time with each person, and the first two guys came in immediately for a kiss on the lips. And I turned my head to the side so they caught my cheek. But then I was like, it was kind of one of those, what the fuck? Like, why would you just think that you just, like, before saying a word, they came in for a kiss on the lips? And that was just, it was kind of unsettling for me.
It's that
and
implied consent again, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Because we're in that environment. They're assuming, oh, well, it's okay to do that.
There were many naked people in a pool.
Right.
And some people had some clothes on, but most people were to a level of nudity.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. It's that environment, so this must be okay.
Yeah. And I wonder if being in a pool aggravated that or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did. I turned my cheek to the first two, and then after that, when the guys would come up, I would stick my hand out to shake their hand immediately. And I was like, "Hi," and just kind of cut it off before they could ever get physically close to me. And you know, I mean, I know it may not perhaps be the best way, but it did kind of, and you could see a look kind of go across many of them's faces as to they weren't expecting that. It was clearly not what they were expecting.
But what I find interesting is it wasn't just the men that were that.
No,
right?
No,
and that's not something I'd really encountered, actually, but pretty much most of the women were going in for the kiss. Some were trying to go in for the hand job.
Are you serious?
There were a few that were reaching towards.
And interestingly, that's what made me slightly uncomfortable. I was so conscious of trying to catch where you were in the circle, and trying to not because I thought you were doing something you shouldn't, but because I was worried about what other people were doing and how uncomfortable I felt. So I was trying to find you in a circle to see who was like latching onto you next.
Well, again, but you're trying to find your partner. You're trying to find
your
who grounds you. Your safety zone.
I was trying to find my median, I guess.
And I had a couple of guys who would come up and like grab my arms, or one tried to grab my waist, and every time they did that, I would physically kind of start moving backwards and sort of dancing towards the middle of the circle. And there was one guy who kept getting closer and closer, that I was basically very much removed from the other women on the inner circle, and really kind of towards the middle of the circle. And I was like, you shouldn't be continually following me. If I'm physically backing away from you, you should get the clue that I don't want to touch you.
And I think if you were interviewing as a couple, like together in the speed dating scenario, and you had your other half with you, I don't think that would have invited that level.
I agree, because it is that single...
that level of intimacy that you actually don't want, because your other half's there, like...
Yeah, to protect you.
Yeah.
Although, because you had some lady jump on you, Bradford.
I had, out of five women who hugged me or kissed me, I think four of them did not ask for consent. Mm-hmm. And then that's not counting the lady who physically leapt on me, wrapped her legs around my waist, made me kind of squat down under the pretense of, and I quote, "I don't want to look up," because she was shorter. And then after she did that, she said, "Is this okay?" And it's one of those things, it's like, that's not consent either. That's not how you ask for consent.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to, it was a great idea. Speed dating is a great idea. Speed dating in this kind of location is a great idea.
And some people were well behaved.
But, you know,
there was enough.
There were enough that really weren't it. And I know that one other lady told me that some guy like came up and basically took her by the arms and swung her around and basically turned her like outside of the circle of people. So again, physically isolating her.
Yeah.
And it's just, it may seem like nothing to them, but when you're vulnerable, that's can be very symbolic.
There were quite a lot of uncomfortable moments, I think, and there was a lot of that sort of tactile touching. It's sort of people that are touching you in a tactile way, but for an agenda. They want to progress things, and they are just testing the waters. And there was a lot of that, and there was a lot of sort of curious hand-holding with people where they would just hold your hand in the water.
For the entire three minutes.
And I tried pulling away, and I was pulled back.
I remember that lady as well.
Yeah, that was kind of frightening. But what it did do is when I saw people that I knew and I was comfortable with, I fucking celebrated the shit out of that. I was so happy.
Me too.
Yeah.
When you came around to me, I was, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, we just kind of hugged for a little while.
Just had a little
couple. But honestly, though, what concerned me about that was, you know, people see what the relationship you and I have, and then they assume down the line, I was like, oh, well, this is just going to make it worse for her later on.
Well, and I started, what I did, because I happened to be, fortunately, because I live in Australia now, and I had two Australian women on either side of me. And so somebody would come up, and of course, a lot of times the first question is, where are you from, or where do you live? And so I would say, oh, I'm from Sydney, Australia. And of course, they just come from one or the other of the Australian women. And so they're like, oh, another Australian. And so I started joking that, oh yeah, we travel in packs like dingoes. And so then the three of us kind of became a little bit of a safety net for each other. And so it was,
that's
you
good.
Know, just doing something to pull each other together and provide a slight buffer. And
the other thing that was obvious to me a couple of times, the men would kind of, if I didn't offer my cheek or whatever for a kiss, they almost used the opportunity to move in for a hug. And of course, I was bare-breasted.
Yeah.
And I tried to like bob down under the water a bit and keep my shoulders covered. But again, it was like, oh, well, I'll have a hug instead. And then found that my breasts were kind of edging towards the chest. And I was like, oh, this isn't okay. You wouldn't.
They're trying to free babble on you.
Yeah, free babble on me.
So that, because I'd forgotten about that, but I had my sarong basically over my shoulders and my back, and because I was trying to protect from the sun a bit, it was wet and just kind of draped over my shoulders, and of course kind of crossed a little bit in front of me, so my breasts weren't really out. And one of the guys, as he was starting to move away, he was like, oh, well, that's not fair, I should get a free show, and starts to pull my sarong up, and I just smacked his hand away, and I was like, no, I was like, you have to earn that. But it was like, why would you think that you could just pull off my sarong and like take a look at my boobs?
I wish I
kind of, it's not a free for all,
thought in advance of the placement of where we were going to be, but that would be an issue.
Yeah.
You don't, you kind of put your trust that people are going to behave like adults.
You shouldn't have to think about your position in a circle of people in a lifestyle resort where people should have a level of education.
Yeah, I agree.
And they they, before you go through the door, they make you sign a thing that says no means no and not to do all of this stuff.
I don't think anyone read that.
Yeah, but it was there.
But so, yes, yeah, I know. It exists. I agree with
you. But the speed dating wasn't the only time that we noticed that consent was a thing. I think that was just an eye-opener or a starter point.
Yeah. We were so inundated, I think, at that point.
Yeah, because it was one of those things that happened time after time. Mm-hmm. Basically, every 2 minutes, you were being set up for for the ladies' disappointment. And for us, it was like, you know, it wasn't nearly, I didn't have as nearly as a common of experience as you both had.
But you still did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did have the moment where I left the circle to get a cocktail that I'd ordered from the, mm-hmm.
Cocktail man.
I was like, what's his name? Server. I was like, I better not say his name. Anyway, from the server. And when I got back to the circle, somebody had taken my spot. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You took my spot. And he was like, you left. I was like, yeah, I went to get my drink. I had a cocktail waiting for me. And he was like, well, I guess you should have made a better decision about your cocktail. And I was like, and I looked at the lady. I was like, look, with all due respect to you, I made the right decision. And I was like, you know, can I have my spot back? And the answer was no. I was like, awesome. Like this right, like this right here.
Aren't we all supposed to be on the same team here?
But that's just it. We're not.
Yeah.
And I think that was sort of a shock to me, is to see that, and to see the behavior again of that sort of predatory, toxically masculine people, men, and the women who were either used to being objectified or at least tolerant of it, because you know that's just how boys are.
On the flip side, it was pleasantly surprising that some people were openly asking for consent.
Yes. Yes.
Something even as simple as a hug.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I loved that when that did happen, I felt so good.
Yeah.
That someone had asked if it was okay to give me a hug or say hi.
When I saw you, I asked if I could finger bang you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you asked me so politely.
I know.
I mean, when I walked up, I was like, hey, can I see your clunge?
By the way, it was yes to both.
Oh my.
But you're right, when somebody would ask, I think without a doubt, I don't think there's any time that I said no. Because like, you know,
because
at least
it's so nice to be asked at last. And yeah. I was like, of course you may, and may I, you know, give you a kiss or a hug or whatever.
Were you trying to create a Pavlovian response? Rewarding good behavior.
So at least it did exist in some capacity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Albeit that it's the negative ones that you go away thinking about.
Unfortunately, that's the case.
Yeah, feelings not so great about that. But at least it did happen.
But there were, I had, I think, a couple of ladies, one or two, at least one, I think maybe two ladies asked me if they may hug me. Yeah. And I think I asked a couple of ladies, oh, may I hug you?
When the day we first met, we did all ask each other. Do you remember we sat and went, may I hug you and say hi?
Yeah.
Made me sign a contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't have to sign anything.
He signed for you because he gave me
consent. Yes. By the way, your kidney is now mine.
Good luck. Don't worry,
should you take the pancreas?
Damn it, I'm so bad at this organ harvesting.
Yeah, the amount of alcohol I've consumed this week, you don't want any part of my body right now. It's pretty fast.
Occasionally I have too much blood in my alcohol system.
I think one of the things with the consent conversation, though, is that actually the costumes, because a desire, there's a different theme every night. So be it nautical, be it cowboy and western, or be it any of the others that pop up.
The neon.
I think because you're dressed up and people take it as a fun party atmosphere, people almost assume that they can touch you because you're in an outfit.
Yeah, yes. Again, as I said, it invites that provocation because you're clearly dressed to impress something or elicit a response of some sort, because you're attracting attention to the bits that you really want people to see and stand out. So like, oh, hell, I'm going to touch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last night I had on my chaps with a knife. I mean, it's assless chaps. I had a G-string on, or a piece of string, basically. But I had a number of women cut my ass.
Did you?
It's like without any questions. And I had one lady actually snap the string.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's not cool. And again, it's that assumption that you're in a place, like you said, you're in a place that this must be okay because you're here.
And I think when we were talking last night about this, and I made the comment that it felt like a stag weekend or a hen weekend.
Yeah.
The mentality of, oh, we're in Shagaloof, we're going to here and have a party and fuck things. That, like, no, it doesn't mean you can just go around and behave like a jackass because you're you know, surrounded by alcohol and naked people.
Although I did have one great moment where one lady tried to pull down, without permission, my Aquaman pants.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this either.
But hilariously, it's an all-in-one bodysuit, so there's just nothing underneath.
The joke's on her.
Nobody's ever been this clever.
That's so great.
Really, I did not know that.
It's, yeah. You know, and I think in the defense of the people here, I think the vast majority of them play once to twice every 2 or 3 months. I don't think it's very often. So they may not get the experience of... You know, this is what you're supposed to do. This isn't okay.
But so maybe when they do play, it's implied that anything goes because they don't, you know, because of whoever they're playing with.
Right. Regular partners or something. And I'm trying to, you know, I want to make it to where it's not, you know, it's not all bad experiences. It's been fun as well.
Yeah.
But of course we're reflecting on the negative ones because they're the ones that make us go away and go, what?
They give the biggest impression.
Yeah, they're the ones that I'm sort of like, holy shit, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same 6 people that we just all encountered.
And we just keep meeting the same. Yeah.
And even more worryingly, I think there's a couple of things that have happened and, you know, we've maybe not known about until afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I've just only found out about the Aquaman thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't know until, I guess, this morning that someone tried to grab my ass in the hot tub last night.
Yeah. So it was me.
Well,
you were sitting on my lap.
I had a lady the very first time we were in the hot tub, the first day, and she was trying to, you know, make her way through to get up to the bar for a drink, but she comes up to me from the side and just completely grabs both ass cheeks and was like, oh, I'm not trying to grab your ass, I'm just trying to get to the bar. And I was like, bullshit, you aren't.
Like a grappling hook.
Yeah,
you're doing a shit job at that.
Is that how I get to the bar? I've been going to the bar the whole fucking time.
Well, you know I do keep a lot of alcohol up here, right? Yeah.
Excuse me, I'll be back in 5 minutes, guys.
Ooh, spiced rum. Get that labia juice.
This week's episode of The Buy is sponsored by labia juice. Available at all good shops.
Purchase now and you get a free labia juice reamer from the bed hoppers. Oh my god.
But I was going to say, I think probably most of us have had our asses grabbed and groped or whatever in the hot tub at some point, and it's just... It is disappointing that, and there, if I knew the person, like if it was, you know, one of you guys grabbing me or something, somebody that I knew, okay, fine, that's okay. But these are completely random people that I've never met before.
There might be a grabbing of the ass. Yeah.
Thank you.
But it is, and again, trying to defend folks, perhaps it is a situation where, like the four of us, they have a really tight relationship. They're used to being comfortable and gropey. And between the euphoria of alcohol, a hot tub, and being here and all the sex positivity, they go groping people that they shouldn't be groping.
But maybe they see that. Maybe they see a group interacting and they think that that's okay for them to just waltz in and do that.
Yeah, they want to be part of that as well.
Yeah.
Which leads to the next topic, conversion. I know, right?
Yeah. Beautifully segued.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that.
Well, you know, Mr. H set me up and...
He always does.
Yeah, he does.
I need another drink for the segment.
Ooh, and watching her walk away. We hate to see you go, but we love to watch you walk away.
The good news is she'll come back.
Maybe.
Door closes.
If we all close our eyes and make a wish, she'll come back.
No, she'll just come.
Is that you making a wish?
No, he just came
to us. Sorry. That was a guess.
Is that the cum face?
That was the cum face. I guess you weren't facing me, so you don't know what my cum face looks like.
I know, because I'm a country bumpkin. What do you want? Another glass of my champagne? My champagne.
Champagne, yeah.
There we go.
She's territorial.
Needy.
And a champagne.
What are we going to do when we run out of that champagne?
We've got a bottle if you want.
Well, I could have a whole bottle of yours.
And she's back. These tits brought to you by Angela.
Homegrown
since 1979.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, conversion.
So conversion. For me, this has been sort of a lesson in conversion week. in that it's, I think we often talk about compersion on lifestyle podcasts and in the lifestyle, and I know that I have it for Angela. Like when I see her happy, it makes me feel good. But I think one of the things I learned this week was seeing you guys, who I think Angela and I both like you very much, I'm just going to tell you, talking to another couple, and immediately was so excited for you guys because that couple was hot. And I was like, yeah. I'm so excited that they are making this connection. And it was very clear that you had a connection. And so it was such a great experience to see people who I like and genuinely care about.
Yeah. Making new connections.
Making new connections yeah. that potentially could lead to finger banging.
I was going to say sexy time, but wow, that's even better.
You know, and maybe clunge cleaning.
Whoa.
This episode brought to you by Mr. Clean, your family clunge cleaner.
Oh, God.
He's clungerific.
What is clunge cleaning? Would you like to expand?
Yeah. So what you do is you take two fingers and you put them together.
You actually have a definition?
Well, yeah. And then you take a rubber band and put it around your two fingers, but don't want it too tight.
Are you making
this
shit up?
No. You don't want to cut off circulation. Then you take, do you know the sponges that have like little fingers on them? Like the finger sponges, but they're not, they're like balls. Like what you clean out a wine glass with or something like that. So you take the ball end and you put that on your fingers in between. And then you a little bit of lube, but not too much. And then Mr. Clunge, the clunge cleaner, and then you finger bang the shit out of that. And they're like, yeah, you come out with a vulva that will sparkle like the day it was first used.
But not, it was like pre-used.
Well, right, exactly.
It's like not post-used.
Refurbished. It's a refurbished vulva.
Yes.
Like a used car.
Like new.
Yeah, like it. It has the new car smell. Used car smell.
Mm. So basically, like I've gone through a car wash.
Basically, but with your legs
for
up
my
and spread.
Dream.
Yeah. Yeah. For your.
They leave it in a little tree thing that hangs in.
Yeah, exactly.
On your clip.
It's like, yeah.
Oh,
at
my
Mr.
God.
Clunge. This episode brought to you by Mr. Clunge.
Strangely, no words for this. And I'm not normally lost for words. I'm going to assume you've made a word up for my benefit. He hasn't made it up, has he? Has he made it? I don't know. I really don't.
So, one of the things these guys have learned about Mrs. H is that she'll believe pretty much anything and everything.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You all know right now, I actually feel that was real.
Yes, we do.
Because his definition was just so...
defined?
Had so much clarity. Like, wow.
What I found really difficult was not to laugh my ass off while he was doing that.
Well, I kept seeing the sparkle in your eyes, and I was like, I can't actually look at him or I'm going to start giggling.
Oh, my. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there should be such a thing.
There, yeah. Right. I mean, there you go.
It is now.
It is now. Check out our Kickstarter, kickstarter.com/clungecleaner.
Oh, you two could take the clunge.
Take the nesty clunge.
Clunge away.
Okay, so...
You could have another one. Smeg be gone.
Smegma be gone.
Smeg away.
Smeg away. So,
oh God!
Yeah, so that was my experience with compersion this week, which was really nice. It was kind of good. Now, I felt like for me, I was like, oh, I'm happy I have this feeling. This is awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's really nice when you see people that you care about, and they're making those connections with others. And it's just, you know, we want you to be happy, and I mean, we like to be happy with you, but absolutely to see you happy with other people, and especially really sexy people. It's like just one big happy sexy family, and I think for me, and in Bradford as well, it was different in thinking, because we're used to thinking about compersion with one another as our main partners, but then to think about compersion in the greater community and amongst other types of relationships.
I think it should be that people watch other connections and think, oh wow, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what you should take from this in a nice, see the lifestyle in a positive way and see people having great connections and hopefully making sort of some fun for themselves and some defining memories.
Yeah.
Have a good holiday.
I guess so. The flip side is that you do see jealousy.
You do.
Unfortunately.
And we've seen quite a few examples of it, I think, this week.
Throughout the course of the week. And I think that's the difficulty, is that some people find that hard to separate their own feelings for these type of actions, and they struggle to get their head around what's really going on, I think. And if you're not used to if
you can create a sense of ownership with people quite easily.
Seeming you sort of stake your claim on that,
right.
All over
there. Mine.
If someone else moves in on our turf, we're going to be really bummed out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an awful way to be. But I don't. Sometimes you can't help it. But for me, and I've experienced this week. I've been really happy for people making connections, actually, especially friends. And I've just been a bit upset about the fact that we've seen these odd moments of jealousy out there. That people haven't been able to think about what's going on and how happy they should be for others. And the fact that I've been able to grow a little bit seeing that, and, you know, not seen you guys hook up yet, but, you know, I've not seen it happen.
Well, should we bring people back to your palatial estate here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we do have to
just fucking drive you. And then
you have the two bathrooms. Let it go.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Sit here while we fuck people on your bed. Is that what you want?
That sounds great.
Can we get involved eventually?
No.
No, you said you hadn't seen us do it.
Yeah. You said you weren't jealous. You were happy.
But you said you were going to send me the video.
Well, I gave you the website. Did you? Yeah. I mean, the internet down here is not great.
It's not great.
So it's all pixelated boobs.
Yeah.
pixelated Babylons.
There's nothing worse than a pixelated Babylon.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, jealousy has definitely been in the air, and, you know, we've had some chats with people and they've felt jealous over others' interactions. And
or that people are moving in on their turf a little bit.
Yeah, and that's been a bit sad to see that, especially when I felt like I've been happy to see friends hook up with other people or hear about the great experiences that they've been having, which is kind of tough.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, the term compassion is... I don't think it's widely used or indeed widely known about in the UK, certainly. I didn't really come across the term until we'd started listening to, you know, your guys' podcasts, some other maybe lifestyle podcasts. Have you ever heard anyone in the UK use this term?
One.
Yes. Was it her?
Just one. Isn't that interesting, though? I don't think... it's definitely not widely known.
It has made it so less common, yeah.
Well, it's not common in the US vernacular either. I think the first time I heard it was either Life on the Swing Set or reading about it in one of Tristan Taramina's books. So it's not commonly well known. And it's actually still difficult to find an absolute definition for it when you look online. But it's definitely a real thing, and it should be. I think we should use it more commonly. There's clearly a scuffle going on outside.
There is.
Is somebody going to come in and clean your palatial estate?
Kind of raccoon fight outside.
Coati.
Should I look out the window?
Is your Coati gang here to?
My Coati gang have not shut up. I've been very disappointed.
I hate to see him go, but I love to watch him walk away.
Good news is you'll come back.
So, good, that's disturbing. So, Mr. H, I don't know if the missus told you last night, but I
got around to it, actually.
I called you something yesterday, and I apologize for calling you this. You'd walked to the bar, and I was feeling a little tipsy. And
should I take a drink at this point so I can spit it out?
Wait a minute.
please don't spit on the microphone.
Okay.
You can spit on Bradford.
Yeah, I know, you're right. I hadn't got around to telling him, but I was. I'm looking forward to this.
So, I gave a phrase for you, and that phrase is tragically straight.
Normally I just get the first of those words.
He's tragic.
Yes. You walked up to the bar and it was after, I don't know, you'd said something and there was a whole tailcoat vest thing that was really kind of doing it for me. I was like, oh, that boy is tragically straight.
I fly close to the mark, but I still stay on the right side.
I know.
We had this conversation, didn't we?
And you mean right by the opposite of left, not the correct side.
Yes.
So I'm watching you over there, buddy.
All right.
But that means that he's all mine, and I don't have to share him with you.
Fortunately.
Because there's no compersion here.
Fortunately, I have compersion for you. Riding him like a... Like a...
Bunny from a Disney film?
Like a bunny from a...
You do have to share him with me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to share me with her.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to... I'll be happy with 2 1 degrees of separation.
And then Mr. H may have to share me with beautiful Angela.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yes, and we'll have to share the camera that we take all the photos and video with.
Yeah, we'll have to share that video game for 10 minutes while we get that off.
Done. We're the only 2 people in this resort that would play Super Nintendo while our lives...
No, we're not. We're not. We've met other people that would do that.
Where are they?
Well, you had all the compassion for us catching up with them.
They were them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right,
all right, we need to go find them.
Like, yeah.
Look, we're only reeling them in for later. This is all part of our master plan.
Excellent. Are we doing the 6-way thing? Is that the game?
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, 10 a.m. by the pool.
They don't know this yet, by the way.
No.
They'll be fine. We'll just drag them in. They'll be fine. Yeah, it's fine. They'll like it. They'll be good.
Just tell them we have 2 bathrooms.
I like
2 bathrooms and some Nintendos.
2 bathrooms and 2 Nintendos.
Me too.
So
we have 3 Nintendos.
Oh.
Did you bring a Switch as well?
Yeah, I've got my Switch.
So we've got 2 Nintendo Switches and a Super Nintendo.
So that means that the 2 people in the bathrooms can be playing Nintendo while everybody else is out here playing Nintendo as well.
Nobody's ever been this clever.
Fiendish.
And also, I love how you're like, we'll just drag them in. They don't know it. And we've just gotten over consent.
Well, yeah, I have to sign something when they come in.
Yeah. There's the 17-page paper.
Mm-hmm.
So,
consensually drag them in.
I think as long as the ladies show their boobs off, we'll be set.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
Although, we may not...
consent to that.
Ugh. I feel obliged to say, ugh.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Yeah, so anything else that I couldn't come up with another C word that we... Cunt, you want to talk about cunts?
You made me say that word.
Clunge?
Aside. No.
You offered that word multiple times.
She loves the C word.
Yeah.
I do drop the old C bomb.
Say it.
Cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Love the way you say it.
Yeah. Cunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the P word?
No.
But you said it.
Did I?
Yeah, twice.
She says it a lot.
Yeah, she actually says it more than you.
No,
yeah.
No, not true.
It slips between your sensuous lips.
The P word. Okay.
Up goes the weasel. Oh my gosh. So, and now we're going to step away for a moment for a mention, a little bit of advert, from our friends over at the swingset.fm.
Join us on The Wet Coast, a podcast about sexuality and ethical non-monogamy of every variety. We talk polyamory and swinging, monogamous and open relationships, from dirty, dirty sex to heartbreak and everything in between. We share our personal experiences and philosophy, observations and theories, what works for us, and where we fucked it right up. This isn't your average couple's explanabrag podcast, though we definitely do a little of that. We share our adventures in open with a unique, funny, feminist, and Canadian approach. Come get wet with us on the Wet Coast.
So, after a brief discussion off air, we've decided on the final C word.
Which is?
Cobalt. No.
Karate.
Coati. We're going to describe a new sex position called coati style.
It's where you have a wombling nose.
Yeah.
Shuffle around the floor. Looking for something to eat.
So.
Climax.
Climax. Ooh.
And, you know, this could be your climatic discussion point.
This could be.
Works in both ways.
Come on then.
What now?
So I believe think that to lead into this, there was perhaps a memorable moment this week with regards to climaxes. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Are you okay to talk about
this? Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Do we need to go slightly further back, though?
Okay, yes, we can. Have we talked about this ourselves, I think?
A little bit, yeah,
we've touched on it a little bit in our own podcast. We've
touched on it a lot.
All right, okay. So we've been in Miss Lifestyle for 2 years, okay? And I'll be quite honest in that I will say I'm at 2 years. I have not experienced another play partner actually managed to successfully bring me to a climax, with the exception of my miscarriage, in all of our lifestyle adventures. Now, that's not to say I haven't enjoyed the experiences and I haven't occasionally got close to something like that, or, you know, reflected on it later and then maybe used that experience to have some great sex, but I haven't actually been brought to a climax by a play partner, other than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this 2 year drought ended this week. when the delightful Bradford
that's me.
Yeah.
Or is it him? Is that Bradford? I'm so sorry.
When the delightful Bradford did something spectacular.
Aww, I'm going to get emotional again because I'm an emotional mess anyway.
And I was pretty emotional.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind sharing. I was very emotional for a number of reasons. I felt... So, to be clear, what happened? He made me come. Great.
Short story. Needs more dragons.
Great end. And when that happened, I was really emotionally... emotionally blown away by the experience, because I didn't think it was ever going to happen, because multiple times I've gone away from a situation feeling frustrated, and frustrated for myself, because what is wrong with me? Why can't I never get fully to that place? And you kind of get hung up and bent out of shape over it. Not that it should be the be-all and end of an experience, and it's not, but it's nice to be able to have that. And I was always quite jealous that you, Mr. H, would have an end.
Sometimes several.
Thank you. And your lovely lady partners were all, again, very happy.
I am a very generous lover.
And I would walk away with my blue waffle. And, you know, not that you would ever leave me hanging later, which is fine, but I was beginning to think, right, I'm not wired up right. Clearly, there's something not right there.
I think, because we talked about this a lot.
We talked about it a lot.
You've thought you were broken.
I have.
Despite my assurances to the contrary.
I agree.
And I think you thought, is there any point? We've nearly jacked the whole thing in before.
Yeah.
And actually it was, and we've actually talked about, if it ever did happen, I'd probably have a mental breakdown.
Yeah, we did. Because it's been so long.
Yeah. I mean, now I've found out it's him and not the other person. You know, I'm starting to worry.
Yeah.
But actually it was a really special moment for us. Want to share that with you guys, but also to see realise that really she's not broken.
To see Mrs. H.
crying her eyes out.
Yeah.
So much so that she put me off my stride for at least 5 minutes. No,
oh my God. I'm so sorry.
You know, we stopped and watched.
I didn't know this until afterwards. Did you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Live-streamed it. It's on our Twitter feed.
I was obviously very lost in the moment. And I, sort of 5 minutes into, you know, the magic you were working, I was actually thinking, my God, this might happen. And
me too.
Was pleasantly surprised that I didn't have to zone out completely and focus on something. You got me to a place where I needed to be just by doing what you did. Part of that, I think, was the environment we created ourselves throughout the day by investing and committing to spending a lot of time with each other, which was amazing. But I found it actually happened really quite easily. But when it did start to happen, I thought, oh my God, this is actually going to happen. Something's going to come in now and like spoil everything. But no, it did. And I didn't realise that you guys were sat there watching.
Yes, and I think that's a good point, is that there has been a lot of communication between the four of us over the last few months. So there's been a lot of, I'm going to say, digital foreplay. And so that kind of sets things up really nicely. But then that day, we did spend a lot of time together beforehand, just laughing and joking around and flirting, and you know, all of our personalities, we don't take things very seriously. And it was just kind of like that nice, easy connection. And then at some point it was like, okay, well, we should probably start fooling around now. And
so once we stopped laughing.
Yeah, once we stopped laughing. I think we still kept laughing after that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it was good because it was just natural and it was easy and it was who we are. And I think that connection and the similarities in our styles was very apparent.
What struck me was I'd had a conversation with Angela earlier that day. Well, actually, maybe the day before when we met, and I shared with you that this was my worry about everything generally, and like no one had ever got me there. And I didn't know that you hadn't told Bradford that.
No.
So that's, again, another...
No, because, I mean, it was...
Because you wouldn't want to give him that pressure.
Right, like, twofold. One, I didn't want the pressure, but also it's not my story to share. You know, that's yours to share with them.
And I didn't wade in with it. By the way, it's not going to happen.
There's nothing more inspirational than
yeah.
that.
A challenge accepted.
No, so we didn't have that beforehand. Yeah. I didn't tell you that it was unlikely, or I thought it wouldn't, or I would be, frankly, amazed if it did. I'd already geared myself up in my head that, all right, it probably won't happen because it never does.
Yeah.
And but maybe just later on when I was alone with Mr. H, then he would, you know, deal with that. But there it goes.
Yeah.
And then I found I was just crying and emotional, and I just couldn't believe it had happened. And I was so happy and relieved that I'm not broken.
No, you are not broken.
It was interesting because when you were getting close, and we could tell you were getting close, both Mr. H and I kind of stopped and we start watching and looking, and you get the little grin on your face. And, yeah, it was really sweet. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's my honest and open expose.
Well, you're not broken.
You're not broken, and thank you. It was awesome. And you know, it's one of those things that being an extremely emotional guy... To have somebody be extremely emotional was like this. It's this connection. It's like I think it's weird because you know we're fluffing each other. I think I'm being.
But then Mr.
Hope
said to me afterwards, "I knew it'd be him. I knew he would."
But I think that the four of us have some strange connection, and it is. It's between the we're very, very, very similar, and between the communications that we've had and. To be honest, like the moment we met you guys at lunch, I was like, cannot wait to play with them.
Yeah.
And it's like on Friday, we were like, or Saturday, sorry, we were like, I was like, I don't want to play with them. Not yet. Let's
get through the first day. Yeah.
Get through the first day. And then the first day happened and we ended up doing all this other stuff and it just didn't happen. And I was like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. Because this just, again, it's building that tension. And I think we had so much sexual tension between the four of us that when it did happen, it was just like, grr.
You said hat. I'm pretty sure it's still there.
That's what the smell is.
That's what?
That's what the smell is.
Yeah.
Interestingly, now I'm wondering, will it happen going forwards now with other people or not? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Well, if you ever need, you know, just come down to Australia.
It's a long way to go for a climax.
I'll Mr. Clean your clunge.
I think what I liked is. So we had our sexy time and then we just all chilled out and just played some video games and had some fun. And it was just a perfect little moment in time where everything just seemed to snap, not in that horrible tennis way.
Right.
Thank you. And things clicked really well. And we came away and we can honestly say that's probably been our favourite lifestyle experience that we've ever had.
100%. Not just because he... gave me an orgasm, but oh, that's amazing. But it absolutely, hands down, I agree, is my favourite lifestyle experience as well. No pressure, but you know, how many days less have I got here?
I think we just cut it there, Bradford. No more play with him.
That's right.
We can't
top
that.
I mean, we have to end on the yeah. top, right?
End on the high.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, speaking for Angela, this has been the highlight of the last couple of weeks. It's been, you know, 2 weeks at Desire, and it is kind of funny to verbalize that, to say 2 weeks at Desire, and, you know, sex and video games has been the top of the...
And nachos.
And nachos, that's right.
But it is interesting, though, how it can be so hard to get out of your own head And, you know, even like when you were in it, Mrs. Satan, you were saying that, you know, you were wondering, is it going to happen or is something going to blow blood? And even while it is happening, you're still thinking, is something going to ruin it for me?
Yeah.
And it's hard to get out of that and to just kind of roll with it and see what happens.
It's always what happens. I mean, I know I'm never going to be someone who's like easy to get there.
Mm-hmm. You're easy.
You've had years of practice with me.
Well, it's not a difficult thing. You just need to know what you need. In the combination with you being in the right mindset,
and in the right
connection. And I think if we've not had those connections, and we've had some good connections,
but
if the mood isn't right, or if your head's not in the right space, or if you're already thinking that you're not going to do it,
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is,
yeah.
I think there's an element to that.
Well, I mean, we talked about it as well afterwards, in that with me having the performance anxiety with women over the last 6 years, it's one of those things that it is very easy to come into a play session and go, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, it doesn't work. Yeah. Remember, Brian, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Yes.
Well, it seemed to work all right the other day.
It did. Yeah. It did. But it's that mentality. It's like, okay, this is going to work because I have a vested interest in these people. So, you know, I like them as people, and they're not just objects that I'm playing with. So,
So, all emotion again.
Oh.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was an awesome experience, and definitely, I'm glad I was your first.
you popped her swinger cherry. Swinger orgasm cherry.
Yeah.
And if it didn't happen again the whole holiday, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It happened.
It happened. Should be a badge. Like, swinger.
I did promise I would send him some kind of like certificate and post.
I want a little cherry badge.
You're going to get a tattoo.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. With today's date and a cherry and it's exploding with semen dripping out of it.
That took a nefarious turn.
Yeah. And then your initials in the middle of the cherry.
I cannot wait to see this tattoo.
It's going to be awesome. Cool. Do we want to sort of wrap it up?
Yeah, we can do that.
Any final thoughts? Like,
things you want to talk
are you going
to
come back to Desire?
Oh.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. We asked ourselves that, didn't we, a couple of days ago when we had some little chilling by the pool moments.
I've been asked that 6 times in the last 24 hours.
I keep asking the question. I'm really curious.
I agree. I've been asked multiple times, have my expectations matched up to the actual event? And would I come back?
So my take is thus, that I think with a takeover such as this, I think it increases the chances of you meeting people that you're likely to connect with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think, would I come back with this particular group? I'm not sure. It's not that I've not had a great time, but I think I've just seen too many of the inappropriate touching moments and the bad behaviours and the consent issues. Not masses, but enough to make me question it a little bit. I think, you know, if you go to a standard sex club and you rock up, there is always a gamble of whether you'll make a connection. Nothing's guaranteed in this life.
Right.
But the more you can maximise that chance, the better it'll be. So if you go at a takeover and you're going to get, you know, there's going to be loads of people there, it's great. But the amount of money that you pay to come to Desire, to turn up, and if there were only 20 swingers here and you didn't like any of them, sure, you'd still have a great holiday with your partner, but I think you'd miss out on something.
Yeah.
So for me, I like the place, I like the venue, I like the service, the room's been fantastic, all that stuff has been pretty good. But I think, for me, the risk of going all this way, paying all those thousands of pounds, without knowing that there's going to be a bunch of people that you've already spoken to on chats and stuff, I think that would put me off.
Yeah, and I guess the key there is, because we do know that there are multiple takeovers at Desire, just all different groups and things, is finding the group that you fit in with and finding the one that's your people and that you're going to have a good time with and you're going to be able to make those connections.
And this group will be different next year. And, you know, there'll be different hosts and there's different times. And I get that that they'll change. But I think you're right. There is something in that finding the right people for you. But I'd much rather come with a group. I'd much rather have the chance to contact. I mean, we were speaking well before we knew we were going.
Yeah.
I think we were. or at least in contact.
Yeah.
But the fact that we discovered that you guys were going actually was like perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, I wouldn't change that for the world at all. Having met you guys, I think if we were to go somewhere else and there were less people that we were interested in the chat, I think I would self-fulfill my own prophecy of sort of going, oh, they're not for me, I don't like them, and I'd turn up already in that frame of mind, I think.
So for me, it's definitely been a very different kind of holiday to anything I've experienced before. So for that, I'm really excited that we decided to take the plunge and invest in it and do it.
Take the plunge?
Yeah. I did hear that, yes.
You hear what you want to hear.
Was it clean plunge?
Well, after being in that hot tub, I'm not so sure. But shut up. No, it's a very different kind of holiday to anything we've experienced before. And obviously that's why we have sought it out and invested and committed to it. It's a huge amount of money, really, when you take it all away and look at not just the actual travel and the money in the hotel, but when you look at all the bolt-on stuff you have to add in to make it an unforgettable experience, like the investment into your costumes and buying things for it, and then the money you spend when you're over here. It's a huge outlay of capital, really, and do you get a return for that investment? I've made some great connections, undoubtedly, and actually it was worth every penny to meet you guys. So that's probably the takeaway I'll get from it, is that we have at least hit it off with a great couple of people that we were really excited to meet anyway. Would I come again? I definitely wouldn't want to come here as just a couple not knowing anyone and just putting ourselves into an environment like this without having any kind of foray into sort of relationship building before that. So I'm not sure I would just do that and come to a resort like this. The takeover thing, I think, is great. As long as you invest into building those relationships before you get here, because I think that makes your experience more enjoyable. So I don't know if I can actually answer the question in a black or white. Yes, I would come here again.
Situation.
Yes, I think so.
Most definitely.
So I will say I would not do another takeover at Pearl. If I'm to compare the two resorts, Riviera Maya and Pearl, I prefer Riviera. It's more our style.
For a takeover, yes, because there are things that we do really like here at Pearl, but and we'll talk about that on another podcast, but for a takeover, I think that Riviera Maya is much more group-focused.
It's more our style of environment.
And it's your holiday, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to find what makes your holiday awesome.
Yeah.
What I will say is the resort is terrific.
This resort is great.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
I can't fault it. It's great. And it's been awesome. The people who work here are brilliant.
Yeah. The facilities are great. My thing,
no. The entertainment is probably not my cup of tea either. But I get that it's trying to cater for people, and it's trying to cater for what they think people are looking for in a holiday experience.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen to be mine.
Yeah. I will say I did like one of the entertainments, the light thing, but we'll talk about that later as well. And I'm sure you guys too. But, yeah, it's been very heteronormative. Oh, poor boys. Cool, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, with that, let's wrap this mother up.
Yeah.
Where can people find all of us?
I think it's room 17.
That's right, and we're room 39.
Yeah.
So,
we're the one with two bathrooms.
Come knock on our door. You have to knock really hard on their door because they don't listen and they fired their doorman.
Well, and
he was using the second bathroom.
And they have a palatial estate, so they could be completely on the other side from the door.
Yeah. We were in the east wing when you knocked.
You were.
Alfred!
Bradford's at the door! That's why we fired Alfred. So we are By the By Podcast. You can find us www.bytheby.com.au on all social medias, Insta, Facebook, and Twitter at By the By Podcast. Support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast.
Oh, brilliant. It's so hard to follow that now.
How
thank
you
so much.
Hey, like, mate, I gave you the option to go first.
Fine.
You had some sarcastic response, and, you know.
You're not my real dad.
Well, allow him to retort.
Well,
retort away.
You know, just find us at Bedhoppers. Bedhoppers. Okay.
Like
we're around. You can find us on Twitter or on email somewhere. We don't have a website. But please download and listen to us.
Do not have a website. No.
Can you make a website?
No.
Or then
I can barely like navigate a website.
Mr. X, put that on the. Oh, now I'm doing your impression of Mrs. H. This is going worse. This is getting so meta. So yeah,
Bedhoppers
UK on Twitter, bedhoppersuk@gmail.com mm-hmm. If you want to get in touch. Thanks.
Yes. Oh, I forgot that the atomsoflove@gmail.com. That's our email. So I did forget something. But,
yeah. In your face, Bradford.
In your face, H.
That's not my real face.
Face off.
Face off. Sick motherfuckers.
Squirrel off.
Labia juice. Singing it in a round.
Juice your labia gently in the spa. Merrily.
I thought you were going to go juice of labia.
If nothing else, you guys have achieved a great song together.
Oh my god.
Hi, this is Emily, co-host of the Multiamory Podcast. We offer new ideas and advice for multiple forms of love, everything from conscious monogamy to ethical polyamory and radical relationship anarchy. And you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast. Find us and much more at swingset.fm.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.